Well, exactly a month ago today, Australians stranded on the Diamond Princess were evacuated to Darwin, where they were quarantined for 2 weeks. They're back in their own homes now, but as community transmissions of COVID-19 continue, life as they know it has dramatically changed, especially for Sydney saxophonist Nick Russianello. He, like many artists, he is facing the harsh reality of no performances in the foreseeable future. He's now composed a piece called Pandemic. He spoke to our reporter, Eleni Saltis.
I was just kind of writing how I felt at the time, so it's really pretty frustrated. I think that's the first thing that came to mind. Just frustrated and a bit just angry at the situation. So like a lot of that piece gets quite loud, quite aggressive later on as it gets going. So it's just kind of, that's just how I was feeling. So it's kind of really nice to have something like that to work on while I was locked away.
Now that you're off the Diamond Princess and after spending 2 weeks in quarantine in Darwin, what's life been like coming home?
Oh, it was just great to get home. Great to get home. Life obviously hasn't been normal. Well, I felt like I've been relatively normal, but very much sensing the world around us falling apart a bit. People are very panicked, very scared. So it hasn't been normal for a lot of reasons, but it's still kind of just been great to be home and to try to have some kind of normality again after being away for so long.
You mentioned normality, but what has it been like as an artist now?
It's been very bad for work. Incredibly bad. Actually, everything is off. Like, everything is off. So, I mean, I've been cancelling gigs since the Diamond Princess of February. And right now I have one gig in June, but I think that'll probably have to get cancelled as well. And my next gig after that, I think, is maybe September or something like that. And usually I have, something on every week, a different project, a different rehearsal, something on every week, but there's just nothing. It's, absolute zero, finished, game over, wipe out.
And what are other artists telling you?
Oh, the same. Everyone I speak to is exactly the same. Everyone is just shocked. Everyone's just found themselves with these just completely empty books, just ghost town, crickets out there. Because no matter what gig you're doing, whether you're working, in a pub or a wedding, it's off. If you're doing, something at the concert hall of the Sydney Opera House, it's off. The ballet is off. The theatre is off. It's all off. You can't even go busking, I don't think. It's off. You're not doing it. So it's just, there's nothing on. There is nothing on.
The big cultural institutions are calling for an emergency relief package from the federal government. Mm. But at a grassroots level, what would you like to see happen?
Oh, we're all casual workers. Everyone who works in the arts is working as a casual worker. So any kind of protection for casual workers is going to really help us. And we really need people just kind of looking out for one another. So, if you're interested in someone's music, buy their CD. Don't just stream it off Spotify. Buy their CD, buy their t-shirt. Keep an eye on their tour dates and pre-book your tickets. Buy their sheet music from their website. Anything you can do that's going to kind of keep something happening in the arts world. We'll just keep the debt collectors at bay, I guess, for the artists out there, and make sure that there's something to come back to when business finally opens up again later this year or maybe next year.
Saxophonist Nick Russianello with Eleni Saltis.